The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For imprint. For certain.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show.
It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to hang out together, talk about stuff going on. I call them matters that matter, issues of significance that you and I need to get informed about. But the whole point is, let's get informed and then let's get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. And we have a great topic straight ahead this hour that I think you're going to enjoy and be perhaps a bit surprised by. It's called The Myth of the Dying Church. It's a new book out. First, when I started reading this, I was reminded that back in May of 1897, as I looked it up, the great American humorist and novelist and social critic Samuel Clemens, better known to all of us as Mark Twain, was in London on one of the stops of his round-the-world speaking tour. He'd been trying to pay his debts off by making speeches for about 4 years. And while he was in London, somebody started the rumor that he was seriously ill, which followed by the rumor that he had, in fact, died. According to the widely repeated story, one major American newspaper picked up on it, actually printed his obituary. And when a reporter told Twain about it, he gave that legendary reply, "The reports of my death are greatly exaggerated." And that's really, I think, what this book's going to tell us. In a superb new book titled The Myth of the Dying Church, my guest this hour may well be suggesting a similar response as he observes, quote, "Fake news is not limited to politics. There is also a pervasive message circulating among Christian leaders, authors, and the media that the Christian church is on track to disappear in the near future." But he says, despite the myth, there's a lot to be hopeful for. Joining us to talk about it, Glenn Stanton. Glenn is Director of Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family. He's the author of 8 books on marriage and families, regular columnist for various blogs, and much more to his credit we'll mention as we proceed through the hour. But Glenn, it's an honor to have you here and especially to be able to have you in studio. So welcome to Washington and welcome to WAVA.
Well, thank you, Don. It's good to be with you, and it is an honor.
And, of course, we love Focus on the Family, as you know. Let's get to this, I think, desperately needed book that you've just written, The Myth of the Dying Church. And really, it's called a myth-busting book. So let's give us that backdrop of what I alluded to. You're saying a lot of fake news is out there in general, yes, but a lot of fake news about where the church really is in the world today.
No, that's exactly right. There's a lot of fake news coming from the mainstream media, but unfortunately, Don, on this issue from the church itself, saying, you know, it's often prefaced with this phrase, "As we well know, the church is declining. Young people are leaving the faith. The nuns, we're going to talk about them. Those are the people that identify with no particular faith." That's the fastest growing faith group in the nation. And none of that is true. Now, this book is a very deep dive, very accessible, but a deep dive looking at 20 years of research over the last couple of decades, of course, of what the research itself shows. is the Christian church dying? What is happening with it? How is it doing? And that's what we're going to talk about in this hour.
Well, you quote early on some of the Chicken Littles, I guess, both yes. in the secular press as well as in the church itself. And I think that's even worse when that message of negativity and doubt and fatalism gets into the church.
Well, and that's what I say a couple times in the book, that we are the people of truth. However, we're believing these lies that the church is shrinking. And I say, you know, we can say that we're born again, but we don't have to act like we were born yesterday and be naive about what the data says. And now, it's very, very important that every time we read a story about the church declining, it is based on a fact, something that is true in the sense. But the problem is, it's only looking at one side of that story. As we're going to see, you need to see the larger story, the bigger picture of the depth of research and the breadth of research, not just from an organization here or there, but from the leading sociologists of religion throughout the world and throughout the nation at our nation's leading educational institutions.
Before this first break, let's walk through quickly the, I think there's six of them, truths that do need to be identified, seven in all, actually, right at the front end of the book. Just quickly make a comment on these, if you would. Number one, liberal churches are, in fact, hemorrhaging members.
Absolutely. By about 5 to 7.5 million members over the last 10 years. So is the church shrinking? Yes. But the liberal churches, those compromising on the faith, those are shrinking. And from our perspective, that's good news.
Biblical churches are, in fact, holding strong.
That's exactly right. Evangelical churches that faithfully teach Scripture, call people to worship, real discipleship, those churches are holding strong and even growing in some ways.
Now, this third one was a little hard to imagine in terms of all the competition for church attendance. And you say, even at that, number three, church attendance is actually at an all-time high.
That's exactly right. More people attending church today than even, Don, attended in the colonial days. We think about the good old days of, like, well, everybody belonged to a church. Rodney Stark from Baylor University has done some research showing us, and he gives you the timeline over every 50 years, that church attendance is larger today than it has ever been in any other time in history in terms of the 50-year, you know, progressions.
And this one really caught my attention because, again, what we hear is so different. More young adults attend biblically faithful churches today than attended 50 years ago.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
The General Social Survey, which is the gold standard of data for sociologists, tells us that young people ages 18 to 29 years of age, more of them are attending evangelical churches today regularly than attended in 1972.
Two more quickly. Atheism and agnosticism not growing wildly.
Yeah, there was a recent article actually in Fox News that atheism is the largest belief system in the United States. It's just not true. Only 3% of Americans identify themselves as atheists. 3%. Now, that's unfortunate, 3%, but it's only 3%. There is not this secularizing, no belief in God revival going on by any means.
And you mentioned it briefly. The nuns are not the new unbelievers.
That's right. They're not a group of new unbelievers. We always hear, oh my goodness, the group of nuns are growing so big. These are people who don't identify with any faith. Well, the story is, and we'll get into this deeper, is they are simply people who never really had a faith in the first place. They go, yep, I go to, you know, such Methodist church. We go every Christmas. And we go when our children are, you know, being baptized or, you know, we're burying somebody. These are not people who are leaving the faith or becoming new unbelievers. They're just simply admitting that, no, we don't have any real affiliation with any church to begin with.
And what's happening globally to the church?
Oh, globally, it's fascinating. I mean, the scholars that study this stuff, they always use very refined clinical terms. But on this one, they use terms like booming, exploding. What God's church throughout the world is doing is just absolutely remarkable, growing by leaps and bounds.
It's going to be too short an hour, but time enough to whet your appetite to a great new book just released, The Myth of the Dying Church, How Christianity is Actually Thriving in America and in the World. Glenn T. Stanton is the author, Focus on the Family's director of Global Family Formation Studies, and much more. And you can check it out, I'm sure, at Amazon. And if there's other sources, we'll find those out from Glenn when we come back. Stay with us.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own, real, naturally growing hair.
And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
The Bible teaches us that we must provide for our families and set aside for our children and grandchildren. But do you have a plan to get that done? Why not learn how to trade in the stock market? According to the popular book, Cashflow Quadrant, investing is the best area in business for financial growth and time freedom. Attend Tradeway's exciting two-day event called Step 1 Start Your Journey, and we'll walk you through everything you need to know to trade stocks on your own. You don't need any previous experience to learn this powerful skill set, and you'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need to get started. Maybe this is the plan you've been looking for.
Join us at the National Conference Center, Leesburg, October 11th and 12th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. I call it a must-read book, folks, really. Pastors, but also parishioners, anybody who really is concerned about state and the fate of the church, if you will. This is a book of truth and fact that will greatly encourage you. Glenn Stanton's the author, and the book is called The Myth of the Dying Church. You can get it online, or you can get it at 1-800-A-FAMILY. Of course, that's the phone number for Focus on the Family, where Glenn, among his other responsibilities, serves. Again, 1-800-A-FAMILY, or you can get it online. Now, we were talking a moment ago about one of the great challenges being cast into the face of the church from its increasingly hostile culture is you people need to catch up with the times. You're living in ancient times now, and you need to look differently at things like sexual freedom and marriage and all of these other things. And in fact, that's why you your death knell has kind of been signed, because you're going that direction.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We hear that all the time. I mean, this very liberal pastor, Bishop Spong, many, many years ago, wrote a book, Why Christianity Must Change or Die. And that's what he was saying was, you need to stop believing in miracles, believing in sin, you know, that the resurrection was actually a real thing, that the cross really happened, you know, get with the times on sexuality, things like that. Well, it's interesting that the churches that are like Bishop Spong's church, compromising on all those things, like we said in the first section, those churches are tanking by the millions. People are leaving those churches as if they were on fire. They can't get out fast enough. The churches that are holding strong are the biblically faithful ones. So it's interesting that just sheer practicality and the evidence tells us that those churches that teach God's word faithfully, call people to real discipleship, have vibrant worship, those churches are the ones that are hanging in there. The ones that are compromising on all of these issues, people are leaving them. They can't get out fast enough. So when we see these churches, and I see them around D.C. here, you know, the older churches with the rainbow flags out front and those kinds of things, those churches are not drawing people to themselves. Let me give you one figure that I have in the book. Same-sex attracted individuals who wake up and decide to go to church regularly on Sunday morning, they are 2.5 times more likely to choose to go to biblically faithful churches than they are these rainbow flag-waving, welcoming, and affirming churches.
Would you repeat that statement?
Yeah. Yes, I will. Same-sex attracted individuals, yes, who decide and choose to regularly go to church somewhere are more likely to choose, wow, to go to biblically faithful churches. Now, the scholars who did that research, they're from Columbia University, UCLA, they're like, why in the world would these people go to such hateful, rejecting churches? Well, here's an idea maybe. These people don't find those churches are hateful and mean and, yeah, rejecting. They find that they're warm places. They hear engaging teaching. They see Christians that are excited about their faith. And if you're going to wake up and go to church on a Sunday morning, you want real Christianity. They are in a place where they're hearing the word of God. The Holy Spirit is working within them. And that's what we need to understand. Every church needs to have a banner outside that says, sinners welcome here. They're the only people that we want coming to our churches. But they're going to the churches where the pastors are faithfully teaching and preaching the word of God. And that should not surprise us. Again, they're not going to the quote-unquote gay-friendly churches because they don't find anything there to really change their lives, to really make any difference.
Well, on that basis, we know truly in the heart of every human being, God has written his law.
Yes.
There's a hunger there. I don't care how one may refashion his philosophy or ideology or theology. Sooner or later, that man or woman has to come to terms with this ache in his heart that something's not right.
Yes. And these are churches that are not compromising on the issue of, right, sexuality. It's not that they're, you know, like holding it down. They teach the word of God. When the issue comes up in the Bible, they teach it well. But they also teach love. They teach acceptance. They teach invite Christ into your life and allow the Holy Spirit to convict you of sin. And that's what the church needs to call folks to. And people in the gay and lesbian community who choose to go to church, they're responding to that. And that's wonderful. And that's the thing, Don, that we need to know is that God's church does what God's church will do. The Holy Spirit draws in those to Christ himself. And the church cannot do anything other than to grow and be infectious if the Word of God and if Jesus is being presented with honesty and integrity and authenticity.
On a related note, we talked about that also in the first segment. The young people, the younger group, the millennials and others even, who we are assuming from all the supposed accurate data that they have no dying interest in the church, that they really aren't interested in matters of faith. And you say the opposite is true?
The absolute opposite is true. I mean, we do hear this in the phrase. It's funny, I say in the book, Google the phrase young people leaving the church in droves, and you will get thousands and thousands of hits. And oftentimes Christians saying that to say, hey, get our material because we'll teach you how to hang on to the young people. Young people are not leaving the church. They're leaving the liberal churches, the lukewarm churches, but the churches that are faithful to the gospel, young people, more people have been attending those churches or are attending those churches today, young adults, than they were in 1972 and beyond. I mean, the church is growing, and it's growing among young people, and young people are responding to the real, honest, lovingly presented gospel of Christ.
Now, early in the book, you address a couple of false narratives being propagated. One, that we, as we've been talking, Christianity's, it's on its deathbed. It's in its last throes. Soon it's going to disappear completely. Therefore, there's a special conference coming up. Fill in the blank of the city and the name of the conference. And as you put it, attend this conference and save Christianity in our nation. Or live with the guilt that you allowed it to shrivel up and die.
Because you didn't go to this
right conference.
Exactly. No, and I preface in the book these radical statements that good Christian leaders have said, and that was an advertisement in a major Christian magazine for a big apologetics conference.
Was there no moral sense of responsibility?
Well, no, but see, they find some bad data here or there.
They're bouncing off the bad data that's coming out of the culture by some of these supposed research.
No, that's exactly right. And they'll say, well, we found this in USA Today, that 98% of young people, you know, will not be Christians by the time they reach adulthood. Well, guess what? I mean, no, those things are not true. And Don, that's, I think, the strength of this book is I'm not just going off of one report here or there. I'm looking at a breadth of leading sociology of religion research from leading scholars across the nation. I mean, I cite these two guys, one from Harvard, one from Indiana University, who are finding these things, that vibrant faith is not declining in the United States, that vibrant faith is holding strong, that the church is not going away. So what makes this book different is it's based on a breadth of research, not just a report here and there. And I think that's very, very important, because most of the stories that you'll read are just based on this report or that report. I like to explain it this way. If you ask people, is eating eggs healthy for you or is it not healthy? Well, we don't know, because every story that comes out, you know, tells us one. Well, you can't go on the latest study. What you have to do is look at the research over the past 20 years to see if eating eggs is healthy. That's what I do in this research, to see, is the church declining over 20, 30 years of research? No, it's not. It's doing quite well, particularly if it's Bible-teaching Christianity, vibrant Christianity. That is what's holding strong.
Folks, those are words of encouragement to you as parishioners, to you as pastors. Look, Jesus said he was coming for a vibrant church, a church, in fact, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, a victorious church. I don't believe the church is going to be limping off into the horizon in defeat by any means, quite the opposite. But of course, the adversary would like us to think otherwise. This book will help us get our thinking straight. The Myth of the Dying Church. You can get it at your online sources or call Focus on the Family at 1-800-A-FAMILY. 1-800-A-FAMILY. We'll be right back.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850.
Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair.
And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off.
Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
This report is sponsored by Circle K. 66 eastbound suffering an accident between Nutley Street and the Beltway. Now, this incident is going to have 3 of your right lanes blocked. And right now, traffic at a crawl. With heavy congestion, you'll be all stop very little go as you're approaching Nutley Street trying to get through to the Beltway. Westbound 66 also off and on congestion from the Beltway on over through Studley Road. Right now, those delays are around 45 minutes.
Today could be the last day you pay full price for gas. Get easy pay at Circle K and save 30 cents a gallon on your first 100 gallons. Sign up in store and visit CircleK.com/EasyPay for more details.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Warm for a night in September. A low at just 68 degrees and turning hot and humid tomorrow. Partly sunny, high 93, breaking the record of 91. Partly cloudy, quite warm and sticky tomorrow night. Low at just 73. Still very warm and humid on Sunday. Intervals of clouds inside, high 87. Not as warm Monday. Partial sun, high 80. The AccuWeather forecast is meteorologist Bob Ars.
The book that I'm highly recommending to you is The Myth of the Dying Church. The Myth of the Dying Church, how Christianity is actually thriving, yes, here in America as well as in the world at large. In fact, a quote from a Harvard, Indiana University study, intense religion in the United States is persistent and exceptional in ways that do not fit the secularization thesis. It's written by Glenn Stanton, and he has worked with and is working with Focus on the Family. He's a prolific author of a number of other books as well. Let me give you a little bit more about his work. He served the George W. Bush administration for many years as a consultant on increasing fatherhood involvement in the Head Start program. Also, the co-writer of Irreplaceable, that was a film seen in theaters across the country, co-author and creator of The Family Project, a 12-session small group DVD curriculum produced by Focus. I suspect some of you out there probably used that material. This is his latest work, The Myth of the Dying Church, and we're talking about it. And, Glenn, you said you wanted to go back for a moment to, and I think it's a very important area to look at, what is really happening on our college campuses. Because, again, the news tells us about the snowflakes, and it tells us about the secularization of the campus and hostility toward religion and faith, et cetera, and how sometimes speakers are forbidden to come with their protests, keep them off campus. You're saying some other things are happening.
Well, there are other things happening. God is working on the high school campus and the college campus. And I think it's important for our listeners to understand what is happening with young people, because young people are tomorrow's church. As I was doing the research for this book, I got the idea, Glenn, why don't you check out the iconic ministries that are reaching out to high school students and college students. For me, I picked InterVarsity on college campuses, and I picked out Young Life on high school campuses. So what I did, Don, was I looked at their annual reports for the last 20 years, and I just did some figuring, you know, back of the envelope figuring. Every important measure of their ministry, income, staff, youth reached, decisions for Christ made, they are at the highest level that they have ever been. InterVarsity, they have had more decisions for Christ on college campuses than they have ever had. They have more faculty involved as leaders in InterVarsity than they have ever had. I think back, you know, I think the late 50s, the 60s, the early 70s, the Jesus movement, those were the golden years. InterVarsity and Young Life are doing more today, impacting more kids, seeing more decisions for Christ, raising more money, having larger staffs than they ever had. In fact, I mean, it's interesting. Bible publishers today, they are publishing more Bibles for the United States and the world than they have ever published. And they're not publishing more than they can use. They're wise with their money. They're publishing more Bibles because there is more interest in Scripture. Now, I need to say that I am not saying that we are raising a generation of great super Christians. You know, there are a lot of problems there. There's, you know, weakness within the church. There are kids who don't know their Scriptures as strongly as they can. What I'm only addressing is attendance. And is the church itself, in terms of membership, shrinking? That's the point that I'm making, that no, in the biblical churches, it is not shrinking. It's holding strong, even growing. In the liberal churches, I mean, those churches are just tanking as if they had a millstone tied around their neck. So I'm talking about, you know, kids responding to the gospel, coming to church, attending, being involved in youth groups, both in church and at school. Those things are growing. Now, we have a lot of work to do to help those kids become mature Christians. But in terms of young people's interest in the gospel, it is not declining whatsoever. If anything, it's increasing.
How can churches properly position themselves to strengthen that, those ministries, and to encourage those young people and to help them get grounded?
Well, it's interesting because we say many times in the church today, well, you've got to make these programs engaging and exciting and entertaining. And that is good in as far as it goes, but we need to take young people seriously as well. I was talking with somebody yesterday, and he said he teaches a high school Bible class, and he goes, we just go through the Scriptures. We're studying Deuteronomy, for crying out loud. And you would think, you know, that kids would be checking out. He says, no, these kids are interested. If you teach the Bible faithfully and apply it to their lives, and if you take the students seriously, don't treat them like children. Do not treat them like, you know, beings that have to be entertained. Speak to their minds. Speak to their hearts. These kids will respond. And do you know why? Somebody a long time ago said, my word will not return void. I'm not quite sure who that was.
You'll figure it
out.
Yeah,
but he's absolutely right that God's word being taught well, it responds to people. And so that's my encouragement, is be excited about your faith, teach your faith with passion, and love, love, love the people who come to you.
Back with more in a moment. Again, the book, if you're just joining us, is The Myth of the Dying Church, How Christianity is Actually Thriving in America and the World, by Glenn T. Stanton. Focus on the Family's Director of Global Family Formation Studies. And you can get the book either by your online source or call 1-800-A-FAMILY. Focus on the Family's toll-free number, 1-800-A-FAMILY. We'll be right back.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate, 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself. And the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail. Because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Don Crow here for Food for the Poor. For 37 years, Food for the Poor has been one of the truly great first responders to the needs and crises throughout the Caribbean and Latin American countries. And it's doing that once again as whole communities in Abacos and Grand Bahama Islands have been destroyed. And worse yet, warnings are now being issued about new tropical systems threatening in the Atlantic. That's why your gift is so important right now, as you help provide food, water, filters, generators, tarps, hygiene kits, and other emergency relief supplies to people who have literally lost everything. Your one-time gift of any amount is going to make a difference. $80 will help one person. $160 will assist two. $240 will provide for three people. And your $320 gift will provide for a family of four. But again, your gift of any amount is needed at 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone and say the word give, or give online at WAVA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money, flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, talking about a great book. I highly recommend it, folks, The Myth of the Dying Church. Glenn Stanton is the author. He's with me here in studio. You can get the book online at your usual sources or call Focus on the Family's number, 1-800-A-FAMILY, 1-800-A-FAMILY. And Glenn, as we were just coming back from that break, I was thinking the church at large needs to get this message that we are not in a fortress mentality. That, in fact, we really are on the winning side, both ultimately, we know that from Scripture, but in fact, there are so many hungry people out there. Tom Rainer did a survey some years ago, wrote a book you're probably familiar with, The Unchurched,
mm-hmm.
And as I recall, he said one of the first findings they had out of that extensive survey was that they discovered that, in a word, 9 out of 10 Americans are just waiting for somebody to invite them to go to church.
Yes.
And so if the church has this mentality, well, nobody likes us, everybody hates us, we're on the decline, we have to kind of hunker down and hope we survive, then they totally negate the confidence to really say, hey, we're here, and we have some answers for you, and we would love to have you come and be part of what God is doing.
Yeah, no, that's a very, very good point. And there's a chapter in the book where I address that. The Pew Research Center, they did some research on how people generally view the Christian church. Only 7% of Americans had a wholly negative view of the church. Now, I mean, it's interesting. There's probably even some pastors that would be involved to that. Like, I show up there every day, you know? I have. But no, only 7% of Americans have a negative view. They ask questions like, do you believe that the church plays an important role in establishing the ethics and morals in our community? Atheists themselves were pretty high. I don't remember the number now, but it's like in the 30 and 40% of atheists said, yes, they play an important role. In the question of does the church play an important role of feeding the poor and caring for the poor, even atheists themselves were positive on the church in that way. So it's exactly what you're saying. People do not have, on the whole, a negative view of the Christian church in the world. They have a largely positive view. As they drive around their community and they see the different churches, they're glad those churches are there. And so we need to engage that and be the inviting people that they see us to be, and stop kind of thinking, well, the world hates us. It's just not the case.
What do you have to say to parents who really are working hard to make sure their kids grow up with a real strong, solid faith, but then they say, well, will it happen today given the conditions of the culture and the secularized university campuses, sometimes outright hostile to faith? What would you say to parents in that regard?
Don, I've got a whole chapter on that in the book, and it's absolutely good news. And this is from leading sociologists of religion, two in particular, one at the University of Southern California. He did a study, long-term study, about 30, 40 years long, and he found out that kids that grow up in a Christian home where the parents are regularly attending church, they take the Bible seriously. Prayer is a regular part of their lives. These are not parents that are doing it perfect by any sense. But if the parents are serious and they're doing these things consistently, if you will, that those kids are highly likely to hang on to their faith as they go into adulthood. Now, they may not adopt the same kind of faith that you do as parents. Look at this. You probably didn't adopt the same sort of faith as your parents did. You are manifesting it differently in your age and your time. I see that in my own kids. But the research is very clear that kids who grow up in a relatively strong, consistent, serious Christian home are very likely to hang on to their faith. Here's some data from the Pew Research Center. They asked young adults who had left their faith, what kind of home did you come from? Did you come from a home with a vibrant faith or a lukewarm faith? 82% of those people that had left the faith said, we came from a home that, yeah, we went to church here and there, but we really didn't take our faith seriously. Here's the deal, Don. Kids cannot hang on to what they never really had. But if parents are demonstrating their faith in front of their kids in a relatively, you know, consistent basis, it's very likely that those kids will enter adulthood with that faith being very important to them and them hanging on to it. Now with that, we need to say, Rodney Stark, he is another scholar from Baylor, he says it is true of every single generation that when they come into their early 20s, they tend to cool their jets a little bit on their faith. This does not mean that they're walking away. It just means that as they hit their years of independence and I'm going to be me and I'm going to make my own life, yes, some of them will kind of cool it in their faith, But as they start to mature, and as I like to say, get a mortgage and, you know, serious life comes
reality sets in.
Yeah, exactly. They start to come back to that faith. And that was true even in the old Puritan days, in the colonial days. I've read some of their original works, and you had pastors, you know, saying this could be the last generation of serious Christians. We need to just know it's not an issue of faith or the decline of faith. It's an issue of just being young adults and sort of, you know, broadcasting your independence, if you will.
And as you mentioned, the children are always watching, as we say. On Father's Day, in my Father's Day message at our church, I quoted a man who said, my father did not tell me how to live. He showed me how to live. He let me watch him do it.
Yes.
And that really is the most powerful shaping force in a child's life. It's the old thing, not what you say to me, Dad or Mom, simply.
Yes.
But what, and children are pretty tolerant and forgiving. They don't expect perfection, but they do expect honesty.
And it's even in that imperfection that's very important. You know what,
yes.
Son? I blew it.
Yep.
Will you forgive me? I've asked God to forgive me. Will you forgive me? And your child is not saying, oh, gosh, you know, my dad's a hypocrite. No, my dad's the real deal. He actually is living out his faith, as he says. And that is irresistibly positive in the life of the child.
Just a few more minutes. We'll come back and wrap up the hour. The Myth of the Dying Church. You can get your copy online or call 1-800-A-FAMILY at Focus on the Family. Glenn Stanton is the author. Again, The Myth of the Dying Church. A great book. I highly recommend it.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-515-1771. That's 800-515-1771. 800-515-1771.
Don Crow here for Food for the Poor. For 37 years, Food for the Poor has been one of the truly great first responders to the needs and crises throughout the Caribbean and Latin American countries. And it's doing that once again as whole communities in Abacos and Grand Bahama Islands have been destroyed. And worse yet, warnings are now being issued about new tropical systems threatening in the Atlantic. That's why your gift is so important right now, as you help provide food, water, filters, generators, tarps, hygiene kits, and other emergency relief supplies to people who have literally lost everything. Your one-time gift of any amount is going to make a difference. $80 will help one person. $160 will assist two. $240 will provide for three people. And your $320 gift will provide for a family of four. But again, your gift of any amount is needed at 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone and say the word give, or give online at WAVA.com.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
This just in, death, destruction, and violence. Film at 11.
Come on, is all the news really bad? How about some good news in your daily routine? You'll find it when you log on to Christianity.com. They've got great devotionals, terrific Bible study tools, quizzes, and links to the day's most inspiring stories from around the web. Get good news every day when you set your homepage to Christianity.com. Make a difference in your internet life. Christianity.com.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. SurroundDC.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
Dry skin, dry sinuses, or cracked furniture. Whole house humidifiers are on sale at aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Once again, the book, The Myth of the Dying Church, Glenn Stanton, the author. Get it online or 1-800-A-FAMILY if you want to get a copy, and I hope you will. In fact, get a couple, share them with others as well. Glenn, in this last moment or so, I wanted to pick up on a statement that you made. In the last chapter of the book, you explain why the belief that the church is dying is not only wrong statistically and empirically, but especially it's bad theology.
It's bad theology. It's bad sociology and it's bad theology. Because if we understand who the Holy Spirit is, he is the third person of the Trinity. God is life-giving. He gives life. And it's not something he decides to do or chooses to do. That's his very nature, is life-giving. We read about the church in the book of Acts, right at Pentecost. The Bible tells us, and the Lord was adding to their numbers daily those who were being saved. The Holy Spirit was poured out among the people. And what was happening? People were being saved daily. We see in Revelation 7:9, we see this vision in heaven. John says, after I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. That is where everything is moving to. Hordes of people, more than can be numbered, will come to Christ, will make it to heaven, and will worship God at the end of time. Jesus said to Peter that I'm going to build my church upon you, the rock, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. He wasn't just talking about the gates of hell per se. What he was saying is nothing will prevail against the growth of my church, not even the gates of hell themselves. When we see, oh my goodness, the church is dying, the church is shrinking, that is completely contrary to the nature of the Holy Spirit, to Jesus' nature as the life giver, and to what Scripture itself tells us about the nature and future and history of the church.
It's a great book. I appreciate you writing it, and especially the chance to talk with you face-to-face about it, my
Absolutely,
friend.
Absolutely, Don. Thank you.
Again, if you just happened to come in on the last part of this conversation, the entire hour, of course, is available on our website. Within 24 hours, it'll be up in the archives. for today's broadcast at WAVA.com. But the book's The Myth of the Dying Church. Glenn Stanton's the author. You can get your copy online at your sources, whatever they may be. And also, just pick the phone up and call Focus on the Family at 1-800-A-FAMILY. Say, I want some copies of The Myth of the Dying Church. That's it for this hour. Thanks for being with us.
Life-changing talk radio. Worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM. WAVA.
The new Pray With Me prayer app is connecting thousands of Christians around the world in experiencing the power of prayer. Receive prayer. Pray for others at PrayWithMe.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life-changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.